During this session, we are going to take a complete look at the syllabus. The syllabus has been posted to Canvas. It has been emailed out to you, and it will be also posted later on to an archive website where this recording and other recordings from the class are going to be kept, as well as any written notes from the class. So if you look at the first page of the syllabus, you can see that it summarizes everything that's inside. It is awful long. I know that many instructors have much shorter syllabuses, but I've been around for a while. I've had a lot of things happen, and so I try to make sure that I describe my policies as completely as possible so that there's no question what you and I both need to be doing. This is divided into 7 sections. The first 3 are for lecture, the last 4 are for lab. So core policies, that deals with things like registration, grades, what kind of course materials you would normally need. The second section is schedule, which means both the lecture schedule and the lab schedule. The third section is what's called more information. That's for things like absences, normally what we would do for makeups, expectations. Then we move into lab, which even though we're not meeting at all physically for the lab this quarter, I've included a lot of this information for reference and because I might still use it as we have some discussions, because we will still be talking about a lot of the same experiments that we would have been doing even if we had been meeting in person normally. So I have a section here on lab, which includes lab safety and general chemical safety guidelines in lab. There's a section on lab notebooks, which no, you're not going to be maintaining lab notebooks this quarter, but it's there for you to refer to. A section on lab reports, which yes, you are going to write at least one full lab report this quarter. The other exercises we may do may not be full reports. There may be, I haven't made up my mind exactly, but I know we will do at least one full lab report, which is why you have the lab report section there. Then the last one is completely not going to apply to us. It's politely called lab management, but that's the section where I yell at you for making a mess in lab. And obviously, since we're not in lab, you can just ignore that section. So let's go section by section, starting with core policies. So contact information. The best way to get a hold of me is email, because I'm going to have my computer in front of me a lot. And I know I've not been good about answering so far, but that's because I've been completely overwhelmed trying to get as prepared as I am for today. I'm just glad things are, from my perspective, going as smoothly as they are. Things could be a heck of a lot worse. So I will be getting caught up with my emails. I pinky swear. if you can still see the video, see there's my pinky. But my phone number will be working. I was trying it earlier. It didn't quite work. But I have a virtual private network connection to campus, and my laptop can be my desk phone. So once I get it working properly, you'll be able to call me at that number when I'm logged in. The Zoom ID that's in the syllabus is my personal meeting ID, which that's what I'm using at the moment. But because I'm learning more about security and how I'm supposed to run the classes, I might create alternate IDs in the future for office hours or to separate the sections for lab. But that's the one we're using for right now. Now, I do have other ways to connect with me because I figure, okay, if I'm going to be online, I'm really going to be online, which I've just realized I've got all these things turned off right now. But I do have a Skype account if you prefer to interact through Skype. I do have a Facebook page that's just my DeAnza identity. So if you prefer to use Facebook Messenger, for those of you with iPhones, I created an iCloud account that's just me, my DeAnza identity. So no, you won't be able to get my cell phone number, but you will be able to text me and it'll pop up on my computer. But again, email is the official and the best way to get a hold of me until we more fully transition over to Canvas, because this is the first quarter where I myself am fully using Canvas. And eventually I've been told it is better for me to do all communication just through Canvas. But there are all my ways of getting in contact right now. And then as far as office hours, I didn't have it today because, well, it's the first day. And I have them at different times, different days to try to be sensitive to other people's potential schedules. So I should, in theory, be having my office hours tomorrow, but in case I'm not able to, I will send out an announcement. So there's contact. Course description. This is the second quarter of a three-quarter sequence of general chemistry. There are three main topics that we discussed this quarter. They include a continuation of the thermodynamics you started in Chem 1A. We'll also cover kinetics, which is about how reactions occur, what's known as the mechanism of a reaction, and as well as how quickly reactions occur. And then we have equilibrium, which is about the balance of products and reactants in a mixture, which is largely dependent on the energies of the products and reactants that are in the mixture. We also will be talking about phases of matter. So in fact, well, if you were there this morning for lecture, you know we already talked about solids, liquids, and mostly gases. So we do have that as part of our lecture material as well. We will not have a physical lab, but we, like I said, we'll still cover some of these labs that we were supposed to this quarter, and I'll talk more about that once we get a little bit further into the syllabus. Now, class structure. Hopefully you got the email to tell you that we have a mixture of what is known as synchronous and asynchronous instruction that's going to occur this quarter. So synchronous means what we're doing now, where we're all logged in together, participating as one. If you're not able to participate, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but to be honest, because I'm not even sure everybody's got regular internet access or not, I'm not as likely as some to be harsh about policies and penalties and such. So I'll find out if any of you have any real difficulties. That's partly why I sent that survey out. And I really meant it where the results are private. I'm the only one that can see the individual results. But I think it's useful as a class to know how the class is dealing with moving online. So, okay, I'm straying a little bit, but let me get back on track here. I was talking about synchronous and asynchronous. And the synchronous part is what's listed in the syllabus there. So, yes, we'll be meeting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12, that should say 12:20. Oops, found my first mistake. So I will fix that. It's 11:30 to 12:20 technically for the lecture. And then you're section 2, so you meet 2:30 to 4. And the section 1 will meet 8:50 to 12:20. It's only an hour and a half because I figured that's as much time as we really need because the rest of the lab time would normally be spent doing the experiments. There's still some leftover time, which there is a material that I've selected instead, which I'll get to in a moment. But some of the extra material we might have, a lot of that's going to end up just being posted. And so that's known as asynchronous, where you do it at your own time, not everybody doing it together. It's not dependent on time. So the synchronous hours, again, the ones listed in the syllabus. You're not able to take lab and lecture separately. It's only one course here at De Anza, so we have no way to transfer lab and lecture grades separately. So it's just, period, not possible to separate the two. In terms of grades, moving to the next section, it's 1,000 points total, and you can see it's a little bit odd percentage, 74% for lecture, 26% for lab, but that's because of the number of assignments I had and trying to make some kind of logical distribution of points. So in terms of the assignments that we have three quizzes and three exams that we held through the quarter. I'll show you the schedule for that in a moment if you haven't seen the syllabus. There is a final exam which only covers lecture material. The lab is entirely separate from lecture. Now, I say that. Sometimes I will use the lab time to discuss lecture material, in which case that is going to be part of the lecture quizzes or the exam or the final. But anything that's directly related to labs will show up on lab only. And so that's where we have these what I call lab exercises, which for your class will be lab reports or reduced versions of it. And then we have the lab exam, which is going to be at the end. Now, if you didn't hear it already, yes, everything's open note, open device. Because I just couldn't figure out a fair, logical, easy enough way to do this any other way that didn't involve all kinds of energy on everybody's part. And maybe I didn't say it in lecture, but when all this nonsense is over, you do still have to know things. Not everything is going to be open note. So you go to next quarter and you take Mutzi or Brophy and they're looking at you and you say, well, I don't know what equilibrium is. And they're looking at you like, excuse me. They're not going to be happy and you're not going to pass that course. So you still need to know things. And I'm going to get to a little more about that whole thing a little later on the syllabus. But because everybody's probably panicked about what are we going to do? Well, it's going to be online and it's going to be open note, but it's not going to be infinite time. So we'll get to that later. But there's your set of assignments. Now, the grading scale, I grade on a plus minus scale. But as you can see, I mostly follow a traditional 90% A, 80% B, 70% C distribution like that. To pass this course, you do need a C or better, so 70% or better. And let's see, is there anything else here? Nothing else I need to mention at the moment in this section. So let me pause for just a moment and ask, does anyone have any kind of questions up to this point, up through grades? Moving on to registration. Everybody that is here must be either enrolled or on the official wait list. I will say it again if I didn't already. We have the first 2 weeks to try to add people into the course. And I will be determining these first couple of days if there's anybody that really is not present and they just have not bothered to drop yet. So at the moment, waitlisted students, I can't get you into Canvas. Even if I'm supposed to be able to in some secret way, I don't know how yet because I'm still learning the platform. But I can reassure you there's nothing in Canvas you need at the moment. The syllabus has already been emailed out to you. Now, as far as other deadlines like dropping or withdrawing from the class, De'Anza is extremely strict about the deadlines because the state is extremely strict about the deadlines. And as you can imagine, it's all about money because the money that you pay to De'Anza doesn't go directly to De'Anza necessarily. It goes to the state and gets redistributed back based on how many students there are. So that's why the deadlines are so sharp because they keep tight accounting. So it's extraordinarily rare that the deadlines ever get waived. You almost literally have to be in the hospital with a doctor's note quite literally, it's the vice president of instruction at the campus that has to give the okay. So you have to get all the way up to that level of administration. So don't miss the deadlines is what I'm trying to say. Any questions about this page before we move on to the next page? Okay, so moving on to the second page of policies. Assessments, that's the word that we use to talk about exams, quizzes, other ways of gauging your performance in the class. So as I mentioned earlier, there are three quizzes, three exams. They will not be held during the lecture time as they normally would. They will simply be posted online. So we will still have a lecture that day, and then you will have the exam due at a later time, which I will work out this week once I figure out what's fair. The lab exam, you only have one of them. Former students, we normally have two lab exams, but because of the craziness, I decided on only one, and that's at the end of the quarter. But again, that is separate from the final. The final is for lecture only. The lab exam is for the lab only. The final exam time, I still stated it, and it is when I will release the final online, but we, again, will not be holding the final together. I am not interested at this point in trying to come up with a video monitoring system to watch you all take the final. So, but there is the finals official time. Now, what format will these assessments, these quizzes and exams take? Well, one thing that's not listed here, because I left it out. I know I mentioned it later on, and that's homework. And maybe the reason I didn't put it there is because I don't collect homework. You would be silly, some of you, not to do it, because for some of you, it's repetition alone that that you learn. But I don't require it, because I figure your college-level students, if you want to succeed, you're going to succeed. Now, let me see. Someone just asked me, would you be dropping people if for some reason they miss lecture? The short answer is for right now, no. Because, so the word that we use to discuss this subject is equity. And that's later on in the syllabus here. Equity is not quite equality. It doesn't mean we do the same thing for everybody. It means that we have the tools for everybody to use that gives them the same opportunities to succeed. And so what I mean by that is this. If you have someone that maybe is homeless at the moment and living out of their car and only has their phone for internet and they're not anywhere near a cell tower and they're not supposed to be out because we're in shelter in place, how can I expect them to do an exam in a monitored situation? So for similar reasons, can I reasonably expect everybody to be in lecture all the time? Right now, no. But there's a lot that I'm learning about policies that people are making. So the short answer is no, I'm not dropping people for missing lecture at the moment. But if you didn't hear it earlier, there may come a time where students from one section are not able to join the Zoom sessions of the other section. But I will address that more once enrollment's complete and we know exactly who's in the class. So now getting back to assessments, quizzes, they're shorter. They're not explicitly cumulative. Obviously, they'll cover the material that's more recent. And they'll have a variety of questions on them. For your class, they'll include things like calculations, maybe some theory questions, maybe some fill-in-the-blank, true and false, short answer definition, but more things like calculations and answer these theory questions. The one thing I'll say is there are no multiple choice exams in this class, and so everything is got some kind of writing component. Exams, they're more comprehensive, meaning everything that we cover from today, including the first lecture, going to the first exam is what's going to be on the first exam. Those topics till the second exam are what's going to be on the second exam. And then the final exam is completely cumulative for the quarter. Now, lab exams, again, separate material, but somewhat similar in format, meaning you'll have a mixture of calculations and theory questions mostly, maybe some definitions. The material for the lab exam will come from the lab lecture, and it will come from the calculations that we cover related to the experiments. It won't probably cover much about procedure, since you're not physically doing anything. Now, in that light, if we look at course materials, there are none required because you're not going to be doing a lab, and so you don't need a lab notebook. And, well, I don't know what you're doing at home, but you probably, hopefully, don't need to have goggles. Okay, online resources. This is where I would like to take a little time. So let me bring up Canvas on my end here. And then, I know that we lost a week of instruction. How is that going to be affecting the quarter? Are we technically going faster than we traditionally would? Yes, by a week. So that is partly why I decided to do online exams that are somewhat open in time limit to compensate for the fact that we're moving faster and that we're all at a disadvantage by being trapped inside. How's that going to affect the quarter? As far as transfer, as far as I understand, nothing's going to be affected because we're still covering the same things. But nothing is certain yet because none of this is over yet. But as far as I know, we're Still going to have the final exams times at the same week as we originally were. And yes, that means we're working, moving a little bit more quickly, but not extraordinarily quickly, because some quarters we have a lot of holidays, and this quarter we only have one day off. So in other quarters, we might have just as many days, but they're spread out because of holidays. That was a long answer to the question, but hopefully I got your question. So now, one moment, so you don't see my ID. I'm getting into Canvas, which I'm going to make my Canvas look exactly like what you can see. So one moment, and let me share that with you all so you can take a look. Okay, if you have not been to Canvas before, when you log in, what should happen is you should be taken to this home page, which is actually your modules page. So what modules are these boxes that you can see, the gray boxes. One says welcome to Chem 1B. One says week one. Obviously, we have more than 1 week, but I have not published yet other modules, meaning I'm limiting what you can look at right now. That's for a couple reasons. One, I don't want you to get overloaded and say, oh my God, I got all these things I got to do, because there's not much happening this week. But the other reason is I do want you to follow a particular flow. So even if you're trying to stay ahead, I might not necessarily want you to see certain things yet. Truthfully, though, it's also because I don't have everything ready yet. I got ready for today, and now I'm working for the rest of the quarter. But if you look at what's here, you see the welcome page, which doesn't really say much yet. It just says welcome. And that's because I haven't updated it yet. Let me show you this course archive. That is a website that I created way long before I ever got involved in Canvas at all. And that was because, the reason I created that website is because way back in the dark, distant ages when I first got hired, the technology wasn't anywhere near as advanced as it is now. And we went through different platforms and different technologies, and I never found one that I thought, okay, here I should spend all my time and effort to learn this thing, because I was worried it was just going to change next month. Canvas is not going anywhere, from what I can tell. This is the thing I'm going to be using forever, it looks like. And because we've been forced online, this is what the campus is recommending we all use. So the course archive is my previous website, which if we go to it, you can see it's not terribly advanced. And that's because I literally wrote it by hand in HTML. I know. And actually, it was because of a course I took that this website got generated. So actually, the course did its job. I got something useful out of it. If you click on Chem 1B here, then you'll see a list of recordings. Well, you may not know the recordings, but all these dates, if you hover over them and you click on them, they're MP3 files. So all this recording that I'm making right now, later on, once I breathe, I will be posting to this website. And these little paragraph symbols, if you click on that, that brings up the condensed notes. So this might look kind of familiar. I was kind of cheating looking at my own notes this morning. And so again, a lot of this looks familiar. I think it looks a little nicer on the iPad, actually. But if you want to get a preview of what's coming, it's already there. That is what I call the archive, where I'm going to put all these recordings. So that is one of the things that's available here. Where did that go? That was in the welcome module. Okay, now if you click on announcements, there is the first announcement that's gone out. Click on grades. You get a preview here. Show all details. What does that do? Oh, okay. So I haven't put everything into the grade system yet, so don't panic about what's there, and I apologize if you get a bunch of messages when I start fixing everything permanently. But later on, you're going to be able to see your grades posted here. Syllabus, you were already emailed it, but it is available here if you would like to get it again. And then back to the main page here, Under week one, you see this thing called practice. If you click on that, that is an assignment. And what it is, if you click in here, you'll see that it's a survey. And I want to click on the survey just to take a moment to talk about it, which means I'm going to have to share another window. One moment. So now you should be looking at the survey. Many of you have already completed it. You know, some of you are so high tech, you got to it before I even was ready for you to get to it. But this is the survey with just six questions. And essentially it's this. It's, what is your experience trying to connect to the internet? Have you used Zoom? Have you used Canvas? Do you know how to make a PDF? Because all of your assignments will need to be submitted in PDF format through Canvas. And then I have a question here about, another question about producing PDFs. So what I would like you to do is complete this and submit this, which, let me show you again how Canvas works. You see in the assignment here, it says submit assignment. You notice here, though, right below it, that I currently only have PDFs allowed. So when you say submit assignment, it will have this box that comes up. You can choose your file and then submit it. And then if you have any comments that you need to make, you can put them here. If there's something about the file you need to tell me. That's all that is in Canvas at the moment, but please do go and do the survey. I got asked earlier, do I have to do it? There are 0 points associated for the survey. So if you don't do it, oh well. But I really am trying to do this as an effort to reach out and figure out what your all level of comfort and ability is with this whole online process. And like I said, you're going to have to submit assignments through Canvas eventually. So this is a 0 point assignment where you get to practice and do this and figure it out before you have to do it for reals next week. All right? So there's our online resources. And I started talking about all of this because we were working on the syllabus. So now let me return to the syllabus. And let me close out my Canvas really quickly. All right. So back to, oops. Let me try that again. There we go. Yes. Okay. So several of you in the class may already be part of the DSPS program. If you're not familiar with it, the Disability Support Programs and Services is a department on campus that is dedicated to assisting students that may have physical or academic disabilities. So if you have not previously been evaluated, they are the people that you would want to start with first. I will tell you that all accommodations are still valid this quarter. So if you've been in the program before, please go ahead and initiate the process right away to get your accommodation letter generated, because if you have been in the program before, you know that I can't grant any kind of accommodations unless you have already gone through the evaluation process. So I have received a few letters already, but I haven't looked at them yet because I'm just trying to make it through this process right now. So I will be catching up later today to figure out who's already had them sent. But if you know you need to do it, please go ahead and get on it. Code of conduct. I'm not sure if you all know what this is. You can read the full code of conduct later, but it is a principle that everybody in the district is supposed to operate under. I'm going to read the first two parts of it because they're the ones that really matter right now. It says all DEANSA students and staff are expected by the code of conduct, which is based on the following four principles. Mutual respect between students, faculty, and staff. Pursuit of studies with honesty and integrity. The other two parts don't really apply so well because we're not together physically. But that first part, mutual respect, that does not mean constant agreement. You're not necessarily going to always agree with me or what I do. but there's a way that we're all supposed to behave towards each other. And that still applies even if we're online, because this is still considered a district activity that is occurring right now. Along with that, that means there is still the concept of cheating, which I will get to in just a little while. Moving on, so again, maybe some of you are not familiar with this, but many faculty have in their teaching philosophy or their syllabus something that is known as a diversity statement. And I'm not going to take the time to read it here, but I would like you to look at it if you would not mind, because I also say something a little bit about equity. So I just want to point out it is present here in the syllabus. That's the first section of the syllabus. Any questions before we move on to schedule, the next section? Okay, so in the next section, we have the lecture schedule. It is the same textbook that you used last quarter. However, I'm learning, and so I realize many of you might have rented the book previously, and you don't have it right now. So I am going to get the hurry up on figuring out how to get you electronic access. If you have not heard yet, it is going to be free for De Anza students this quarter. I just need to make sure I understand how to do it correctly before I release the information to everybody. So here you have a listing of all the sections based on that current edition. Well, not current, the one we use. There's actually a newer one we're not using yet. So based on our current edition, the section numbers here, the main topics we're covering each day, and then suggested problems. These problems are located at the end of the chapter. And sometimes there's not very many problems. Sometimes there's more. I try to select problems that have something related to quizzes, exams, but I'll tell you this, I don't normally take problems and turn them into quiz or exam problems. There's a few rare exceptions. If there's a really nice calculation problem in the text that they already took the time to write it, I might steal it, but normally I don't. They're really there just for your practice. Now, if you move on to the next page, I take all these lecture topics and I expand on them. I talk a little bit more about what are the individual things in each section you need to be focusing on. And it's not necessarily the complete list, but it's pretty detailed. So it gives you a pretty good idea of what it is you need to be studying. Moving from there, we do have the lab, which the lab text, that's written by the chemistry department. Kind of question about the book. If it is a different edition, would that work? Well, yes, because the material is probably almost the same. The only thing is you might be confused about page numbers and problem numbers I refer to. So as long as you're willing to put up with that, because homework is not required, yes, you can use a different edition. It is the 8th edition that we are currently using, yes. I think the 9th is what's on the market, but it's the 8th that we are using. Now back to the lab. The lab is written by the chemistry department, so that's nothing you have to worry about buying anyways. In the syllabus here, we have the link to the department website where you can download it. All right, so then if you look, there are some of the labs that, yes, we're still going to cover. And what we'll generally do is spend a day talking about the theory, and then we'll spend another day talking about the calculations. There are some other lecture and lab topics to make up the missing spaces, and all that is in the schedule, as you can see there. Questions about the schedule? All right, moving on to the next section. This is the more information. A lot of this is not really going to make sense anymore because we're not on campus. So absences. The question's already been asked. What am I going to do about absences? And the answer is, I don't know yet, but for the moment, no one's getting dropped until I can figure out what really is best to do. Similarly, that means there's not really much in the way of makeup policies, because if it's online, well, it's online. I am going to be rather strict about due dates or due times, because you all are already making out like mad dogs how many points you're going to get from everything being open note. So if I'm strict, it's open note, so hey, you know, take the gift. But that means I don't know what about the makeups yet. So I'll move on for now to more course information. You can take this course on a pass-no-pass basis if you happen to need the course, but don't need the grade. I don't know on my end that you're doing that. They purposely don't tell instructors, so we don't treat anyone differently. But whatever your choice is, and I know most of you are just going to stick with a grade, you can't change after the deadline. So let's say you only need to get a pass, no pass, but you end up rocking the course, you get an A+. If you already chose to do pass, no pass, you can't convert it later on. So just make sure you make up your mind before the deadline. Auditing, none of you are auditing in here, so we'll pass that. Plus minus grading, you saw the scale earlier, but one comment is that in the California Community College system, there is no such thing as a C- because a C is considered passing. So the logic was, why have a C-? So there is no C-. So if you're coming from the outside, like Cal State or something, somewhere else that has a C-, I think when you come here, those get turned into D+s or Ds. But at De Anza, there is no C-. Electronic resources. Normally, I yell at people for having cell phones in exams. Well, you're doing it online, so you're going to need your cell phone. So you can ignore the electronic resources thing. Academic integrity. Here's the way I'm going to really approach this. You have your notes. You have websites. You have your text. You have Wikipedia. You got the whole internet. So why do you need to talk to each other to help each other out? I say this because last quarter, when we wrapped up the quarter and I gave open note exams, I very quickly figured out which ones of you study with other people. Because when you all had the same wrong answers or same slightly misworded answers, of course I know you all shared with each other the answers. And of course, last quarter I might not have made any restrictions, but this quarter I am. Which is, yes, you can have all these tools that you can access, but not each other. Because like I said earlier, you eventually do have to learn something and know something. And to put it more bluntly, you know, how much time do you think you really got? I mean, you all are pretty young, but this doesn't go on forever, folks. So if you want to get something accomplished, you need to get serious at some point. And that means that even though it's open note, you still need to try to learn. So if I see sections of exams and quizzes that are identical to each other, and not because you took it from my notes, not because you took it from the internet, but you all came up with the same wrong answer in a study group, that's going to be cheating, and that's going to get you a zero on the assignment. You need to do these things alone, and I will be watching for that. And believe you me, with how many things I read, I end up being able to retain things, and I see patterns. So just be aware that is the academic integrity that we're operating under for this quarter. Expectations. I'll say this short. It doesn't matter what I do much. It helps. It helps to have an instructor that can explain things. It helps to have someone that's organized. It helps to have someone that's not just an absolute jerk, right? But at the end of the day, it's what you do. So I can try to hunt the internet for every interesting link possible. I can try to think, what might you have around the house that could make a really awesome chemistry experiment? I can come up with PowerPoint. I can come up with this. I can come up with that. But what are you going to do? Because you're the one studying. You're the one that's going to have to know this stuff. So what are you doing about it? That's the expectation, that you are the one that's going to get yourself through this course. All right, moving on. Submitting assessments online. As I said, everything's going to happen through Canvas. So please do the survey as a way of practicing for what you're going to have to do. Now, for those of you who don't know how to do PDFs yet, okay, tell me that you're having troubles. You can interact with me through Canvas or email. I am going to be insistent, though, that once we go through this exercise, I am not going to accept any email assignments. It has to be through Canvas. So we do need to all learn how to do it. Study tips. I can see that I'm running low on time already, so I'm going to talk about some of those later. Student learning objectives. That is something more related to curriculum. Curriculum means the list of content or skills or objectives that we have for this course And it's something that's separate from what you're looking at here. This is my syllabus. This is my take on the course. But the curriculum is something that's independent of the instructor. So student learning objectives are part of that, and we're required to state them in our syllabus. Now, lab safety. You're not in the lab, but here are the guidelines just for the future. Eye safety, same thing. Medical considerations, not applicable. You're not in lab. Emergencies, I'll say this. Everybody that went out in a panic to get the water or food or whatever else that you should have already had because you live in a place where earthquakes happen, right? Hopefully you all have that stuff now. Why all of creation went and bought every single piece of toilet paper on the planet, I think we're going to be figuring that one out for years. But we'll pass over emergencies then. Chemical hygiene, yeah, we're not in lab. We're not in lab. We're not in lab. Moving on. Lab notebooks, we're not doing lab notebooks. Moving on, moving on, moving on. Lab reports, yes. At least one lab report. But because there's enough that you're probably trying to absorb still, I'm not going to go over the lab report format fully today, except to say that those will also be submitted through Canvas, and they do have to be computer generated. In other words, nothing handwritten. Moving on from there. Oh, so I have this thing, acceptable collaboration, and that's referring to the lab reports. Same thing like all the other assignments. You don't get through a PhD in chemistry without being a little OCD. So I notice things sometimes. And yeah, I got to one point where one quarter I could recognize the Chinese font that people were using the English portion of because of the shapes of the letters. And I could figure out which group of people were using it because they all had the same graph with the same font. So in other words, one person came up with it, copy, pasted, and shared it with everybody else, which is not acceptable. I don't mind you all working together. In fact, for lab, I encourage you to work with each other to try to understand the calculations. So I have no problem with you all getting online and talking how to do the calculations. But when you need to sit down and do the reports or whatever exercises that we're going to generate in this class, you need to do it yourself. So again, if there's language or diagrams or pieces of the reports that are not from a public source, that are not from my notes, because I can't yell at you from writing down a sentence straight out of my notes, but I can yell at you for you all coming up with an answer together and sharing it. So that's what acceptable collaboration means. Means, yes on the calculations, no, don't do the lab reports themselves together. This whole last section here in gray, that is the part where I yell at you for making a mess in lab. So consider yourself lucky you're not in lab, so we can completely bypass that yelling. That takes care of the entire syllabus. Now, let me just make sure I've covered everything we really need to, because we've talked about the syllabus. I showed you Canvas, which there'll be more coming there soon. This lecture, tell you this. I do have another class this evening, which I'm still finishing getting ready for it. So it might be tomorrow before the recordings and notes from today are posted. Although if I get enough of a time in between, I'll go ahead and do it. But just letting you know, there might be a short delay today getting this posted just so I can make sure I get through that last class. But the archive will be updated soon. Canvas is there and will be more updated soon. If you were not here this morning, we did have our first lecture. I'm going to be posting that as well. At this point, I'm going to turn it over for some questions, and I see some things already showing up in the chat window. Is there only one formal lab report? No, I said there would be at least one, but there could only be one. We might otherwise do a series of spreadsheets, for example, where you have to do the calculations, but perhaps don't have to do all the formal formatting. But what I was saying is there will be at least one more full formal lab report, which if you've not had me an instructor, that might still be a shorter format than what some other instructors use. So let me ask, are there any more questions at this point? And this is about anything related to lab or lecture. Are there pre-labs? No, but you're still strongly encouraged to read the experiments because, for example, your first experiment, I believe, is the molar volume of a gas. Or you were supposed to do a chemical reaction to generate a gas, which you use to come up with a constant. We're still going to talk about that lab, and so you're going to be awfully clueless if you don't read it ahead of time. But you're not going to be doing it, so no, there's not going to be a pre-lab. Is the library open to rent out books, or is the whole campus closed? As my understanding that all the entrances to ENDS are blocked except one that have police camped out by it, and unless you're on the short list to be allowed on campus, you don't get in. And I'm going to figure out if that's true because I am supposedly on that short list, and I will be trying to go tomorrow because the county is still requiring us to do weekly inspections of the lab spaces to make sure no spills or anything like that have happened. And I'm one of the people designated to be able to do that. Can I come late to lab lecture? Should I check it? Actually, don't worry, I got you. I have marked you off on the roster, so you are fine. Will you be posting on Canvas? No, because I only have a limited amount of space. It's a lot of space, but there is a limit where I never hit the limit on my old website. So I will be putting the lectures and the written notes off of campus, also because that will allow the waitlisted students to access them. I actually post those so that anybody on the planet can see them because I like sharing things like that. Would you hold office hours through Zoom? Yes. I'm also going to have fixed times where you can expect that I'll be there by the email box so that I'll be able to catch your messages. I don't know if that'll be the same time or a separate time. But yes, there will be Zoom office hours, just not today. Do we have lecture day? It already happened. For lab, no. Today we don't have a lab lecture. Today is just to go over the syllabus. Are exams and quizzes open at a fixed time, or do we take it when it's published? They won't be published until the time I want to release them. And just talking out loud, my thinking is that I will give you 24 hours.